Okay. Oh, good. You can hear me. Sounds a little different, but well. So we have a number of candidates, and today actually we have some that you didn't see videos for because it was really last minute. They came to the kids camp and they indicated a desire to be baptized, and so we've been speaking to them and working with them, and so they there's a miracle that's taken place. I'll share with you in a few moments as well. But you know, the Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the church in Corinth, he gives one of the clearest explanations of the gospel that we have in the Bible. One of the clearest outlines of the gospel is in 1 Corinthians 15. And he says, "For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." And these candidates, these people that are about to be baptized, they're saying yes to Jesus. They've said yes to Jesus, but now they want to testify to all of you about what decision they've made to be followers of Jesus. And they're identifying themselves with Christ, and that's how that's why we do this. When they go under the water, they are dying, literally dying to their old way of life, being buried with Christ in the symbolism, and being raised to new life in Christ. So it's a beautiful picture of what Jesus has done for us. And so I'm going to begin. We have Gloriana Crenier. And so one of the blessings that we have is I've asked the dads if they wanted to help to participate in baptizing their children. And so it's going to be a great joy to be able to do that. So Gloriana, do you want to come in? And Charles, you can come on in. So I'm going to ask a few questions and then I'll step aside. So Gloriana, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus died and rose again for your sins? And have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life?
Baptize you in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Okay, Mariah? Oh, it's Justice. Okay. I've got cue cards on either side. So, Justice. And he's been such a blessing. He jumped in and started playing the drums for us this week, and so what a gift he is to us. So, Justice, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again on the third day?
Yes.
And have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life?
Based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
There you go. Mariah. This is Mariah Crenier. So the first four are all Crenier family. So Mariah, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again on the third day?
Yes.
And have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life?
Yes. All right, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So cool. And we have Elia Crenier, and she's coming with us on the mission trip next week as well. So we're excited about that. Get to know her a little bit better. So Elia, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that he died for your sins and rose again on the third day?
Yes.
And have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life? Yes.
All right, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Okay, who's next? Joanna? So we have Joanna Davis, and Jeff is going to join us. There's a lot of excitement happening in the sides here. So Joanna, hi, you can turn around that way. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again on the third day?
Yes.
Have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life?
Yes.
Because you have decided to follow Jesus, I baptize you, my sister in Christ, Joanna Ruth Davis, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Whoa. Okay, who's, we on this side? Okay, Caitlin. So we have now some of the Perry family, and Caitlin, good morning. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again on the third day?
Yes, I do.
And have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life? Thank you. I'm going to hold you on. Lift you across your arms. Yep. That's good. Well, Caitlin, on your profession and in front of all of these witnesses, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There you go. Faith. And then we have Faith Perry. Is it cold? Nobody else has complained. Well, Faith, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again on the third day?
Yes.
And have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life? Well, Faith, on your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Whoops. There you go. Is it cold? Well, and this is Anna Perry. Just wave to all your family. And you've got your grandparents down there too. Well, Anna, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again on the third day?
Yes.
And have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life?
Yes.
Cross your arms. That's good. Well, Anna, now in your confession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Before we do this next one, the next family, I want to share a quick story. So Pedro and Belen were at the children's kids camp this week, and their dad, Miguel, and your wife, Jennifer, is she? Jennifer, you? Hi there. So he works, Miguel works on Sundays. And he said, I'd love to have my children. They both indicated at kids camp that they want to get baptized, But he says, I work on Sundays and I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Maybe sometime in the future we can celebrate the baptism of our children. This morning he went to work and somebody shouted out and said, why are you here? You're not meant to be here. And somebody had swapped out with him. He didn't even know. And so he texts me early this morning and says, can I have my baptism or my children's baptism today? So we praise God for working out those miracles. So Pedro, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again on the third day? And have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life?
Sign on your profession of faith, and I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes. And this is Berlin, which I believe her name means Bethlehem.
Bethlehem Trinity.
Yeah, so Bethlehem Trinity. So what a blessing. Berlin, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
And do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again on the third day?
Yes.
And do you have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life? Amen. Thank you. Okay. How are you doing, Isaac?
Doing well.
Good. Well, it's such a joy to baptize both of you guys. Isaac, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again on the third day?
Yes.
And have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life?
Yes.
Step forward. You want to cross your arms? Wait, stand up. There you go. Just cross your arms like that. Okay, Isaac, now in your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There you go. So these two had a kind of an arm wrestle as to who was going to go first, and so Judah won out. So I think he's the last one today. So Judah, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again on the third day?
Yes.
And have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life? Well, Judah, now in your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There you go.